Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Legislation to hold a constitutional convention heads to the full House after costs were discussed in House appropriations.
Bill author Representative Beau Boyer says it'll cost $63,000 if it wraps by June 3rd, but if it goes to mid-July, it could cost $1.5 million. He says outside donations could be accepted, but some members expressed concern.
If you're going to accept that, you would need to do it with some clear lenses and make sure that it's not an undue influence that would sway things.
Other members expressed concern because there are little details of what could be discussed in the Constitutional Convention. It passed along party lines 14-6 and heads to the House. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Louisiana is joining several other states in a lawsuit against the federal government over new Title IX rules that expand protections to LGBTQ+ students. State Superintendent of Education Cade Brumley has already told public schools not to follow the revised rules.
This is a line in the sand issue. This is a bridge too far for the state of Louisiana and across the country.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Three Kenner police officers shot during a lengthy standoff with a gunman on Sunday have been released from the hospital. The gunman, Matthew Lathers, was killed after exchanging gunfire with both Kenner police officers and Jefferson Parish deputies. Sheriff Joe Lupinto says it started when Lathers shot two people sitting in a vehicle outside of his home.
I think what happened this morning is some innocent people pulled up at the house. He thought it was police and fired upon them.
And in Lincoln Parish, a Dubuque police officer was killed while conducting a traffic stop on U.S. 167 just south of Hamilton Road. State Police spokesperson Ryan Davis says Officer Russell Cruxton's police vehicle was struck by a truck driver from Arkansas who didn't see Cruxton's police vehicle in the right lane.
It was fully marked for Dubuque Police Department. It had overhead lights as well as flashing lights.
Russell Cruxton was a police officer for 17 years. He started with the Dubuque Police Department in 2007, left work for another agency, and just returned 2 weeks ago. LRN.